Get ready for a major shakeup in the world of work, as one prominent tech company is making headlines for replacing hundreds of human employees with thousands of AI agents. This move isn't just about efficiency, it's a stark signal about the evolving landscape of employment in the age of artificial intelligence. We'll dive into what this means for the future of jobs, plus Uber's big questions about its AI spending, and Sundar Pichai's insights on the web's future. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Tuesday, May 26, 2026. Let's get into it. Our top story today comes from TechCrunch, which reports that the 9-year-old productivity software company ClickUp has taken the drastic step of replacing hundreds of its employees with thousands of AI agents. This isn't just a small-scale pilot. It's a significant strategic shift that has sent ripples through the tech industry, prompting discussions about the immediate impact of AI on white-collar jobs. According to TechCrunch, this move by ClickUp is being watched closely as a potential harbinger of things to come, demonstrating a company's willingness to integrate AI deeply into its operational structure, even at the cost of human roles. The company's decision highlights the increasing capabilities of AI to handle tasks previously performed by human workers, from customer support to data analysis, and raises critical questions about the balance between technological advancement and workforce stability. This development underscores the urgent need for businesses and policymakers to consider the broader societal implications of AI adoption. Next up, we're looking at a reality check from the ride-sharing giant, Uber, as its president and chief operating officer, Andrew McDonald, expressed concerns about the return on investment for the company's substantial AI spending. According to The Verge, Uber reportedly exhausted its annual AI budget just 4 months into 2026, leading to a reevaluation of its strategy. McDonald, in an interview with Rapid Response, stated that the company isn't seeing a clear connection between rising token consumption for large language models like Claude Code and tangible, meaningful returns for the business. This candid admission from a major tech player like Uber suggests a potential shift in how companies approach AI investments, moving from an experimental phase to a more scrutinizing period where concrete results are demanded. It's a crucial moment for the industry, as companies begin to question whether the hype around AI translates directly into profitable outcomes, potentially influencing future investment trends across the sector. Moving on, we turn our attention to Google and Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai, who recently sat down with The Verge for an in-depth conversation following the Google I/O Developer Conference. This annual post-I/O interview, a tradition for The Verge, covered a wide array of topics, with a particular focus on AI's transformative impact on search and the broader web. Pichai discussed how AI is fundamentally reshaping how users interact with information, moving beyond traditional keyword searches to more conversational and context-aware experiences. He also touched upon the challenges and opportunities AI presents for content creators and publishers, acknowledging the ongoing evolution of the internet's ecosystem. His insights offer a valuable perspective from one of the industry's most influential leaders on the future direction of digital information and the pivotal role AI will play in that journey. Our fourth story brings us to a more serious but equally critical discussion about the present reality of AI warfare, as reported by The Verge. The article highlights how the concept of lethal autonomous systems, once a hypothetical discussion, is now firmly entrenched in international forums, like the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons at the United Nations in Geneva. Branka Marian, who attended these sessions in 2017, noted a significant shift from speculative debates about killer robots to urgent discussions about systems already in use or under development. This evolution underscores the rapid advancement of AI in military applications and the pressing need for international governance and ethical frameworks to address these powerful technologies. The increasing sophistication of AI in defense systems demands immediate attention from global leaders to prevent unintended consequences and ensure responsible deployment. For a quick hit today, let's look at the MIT Technology Review, which is sounding an alarm about a quiet but significant shift in the job market. While aggregate employment numbers remain stable, the publication warns that AI may be quietly eroding entry-level jobs, creating a looming crisis for new workforce entrants. This isn't about mass unemployment, but rather a weakening of the first rung of the career ladder, making it harder for individuals to gain initial experience and build their careers. Before I let you go, keep an eye on how companies like Uber adjust their AI investment strategies in the coming months, as their findings could set a precedent for the entire industry.
Also, watch for further discussions at the UN and other international bodies regarding the regulation of autonomous AI systems, especially as they move from theoretical discussions to real-world applications in defense and beyond. That is TSL Bite-Sized for Tuesday, May 26, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.